Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
Jeff Case, who is the creator of Logo of the Day, says this: it's not about how many years of experience you have, it's about the quality of the years of experience. I'm Ken Rakowski, here to connect you to everything as entrepreneur. For the next hour, we are going to use all of these great rock stars that are going to join us. Literally, they're rock stars. Scott Page and Mark Shulman's going to join us in studio. They have performed, probably combined, to over 2 billion people on the planet. Wow. And we're going to learn from them on their entrepreneurial side how to help out a band. See, I see a band just like a business. If they're not positioning, branding, and marketing properly, forget it. So let's use some of those insight, those, I'll call them knowledge points, so you can apply them to your business too. BusinessRockstars.com, here to connect you to everything that's entrepreneur. Make sure you sign up for our webinar. Nate Hosseffel is going to join us. And he has the inside, I would say, secrets to sales. Doesn't cost you anything. Generally, it's about $190, but we have found a way to make it so it's free. Just go to businessrockstars.com and click on the Learn tab. Sign up now. It's starting to fill up. Want to make sure you have full access to that. You know, we have a great calendar of everyone that's going to be on the show over the next couple of, I think, month. The next month, just go to businessrockstars.com and see our calendar and see who's booked. I was looking at Donald Trump. Okay, fine. I know what people think about the Trumpster. I love the guy because I know him. I think he's awesome. And he is a business guy. Just remember that. He is a business person. That's his thing. He understands how to get to the point right away. He understands what it takes to position and brand himself really well. Regardless of what you think about his political position, as a business person, he has found success. He has found success over and over again. But he was talking about the whole idea of doing what you love the right way.
If I were going to give career advice to somebody, it would be that you have to love it. You have to really want it, and you have to love what you're doing. There are so many people that are forced through family pressure or something into doing something that they don't believe in, that they don't like. You've got to go after the kind of job you like. You may love the airline business. Now, the airline business is a terrible business, but you'll probably do better within the airline business if you love it than you will in a better business than the airline business if you don't.
You got to love what you do. And I know you think, Ken, getting that dream job, yeah, that's not going to happen. Well, then don't get that dream job. Just make that dream job. I know, Ken, you make it sound so easy. Kind of is. It's just what holds you back is F-E-A-R. Yeah, fear is what holds you back. And I give you approval to disobey your fear. Disobey it. Just don't even listen to it. And I give you approval. Do it. Because what generally happens is this. We look at comfort. And you know what happens when we're too comfortable? We get slothy and fat and lazy and lethargic and all those big words that you have to look in a dictionary to understand. You don't want that. You want to be sleek and fast, and you want to have freedom. You want to do all those things that make us great at who we are, and that is how we excel to our next level. You know, love him or hate him, Donald Trump's right. I think he loves what he does. And I think what he has realized is this. Fear's going to hold me back. I would never run for president. Fear doesn't hold him back. And he knows he's going to get ridiculed. He knows people are going to make fun of him. He knows that since now he's at the center of everything, everything's going to fall on top of him. He could fear that, but he's going to say, I'm going to try it. And I don't think he's going to lose. Meaning, I don't think even if he never makes it, he'll never lose at what he's doing. Because he has disobeyed his fear. He's disobeyed it. So I want you to understand that you can do what you love also. You can do what you believe you should be doing. First, let's identify and make sure you know you're not doing the right thing. And I'll give you a couple of quick indicators, and they're fun, they're simple, they're easy, and you could probably identify with them right away. One, you hit the snooze button a little too many times in the morning. Snooze, 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 snooze. Two, you hate Sunday nights because you know Mondays is your job, right? Number three, you're sick more often than you normally are, meaning I don't feel good. I got no energy, right? And then number four, you think about time off more than you do your job. Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend. Oh my gosh, my vacation time's 3 months from now. I can't wait. If you're spending too much time doing those things, you are in the wrong career. Now, I love people that are in the right career. They're part of the right team. Good. And that's where you should be. You're healthier. You don't mind getting up. You're thinking about cool ways to innovate your job to make it better. Awesome. But if you're not there, let's make sure you're doing something that you love. Let's make sure you're in the right zone because, hey, we have one life and let's live it to the fullest, right? Good. So I want you to make sure you are fulfilled. Let me give you an example. I just read about this guy that took 3 years off of work to travel the planet. And he's made, get this, $350,000 a year. So in 3 years, he's made over $1 million. Traveling the planet. What? He found a way to get sponsored to travel the planet with a few brands so he could become a brand ambassador as he traveled to different countries. So he spent some time figuring this out, but he made really good pay, 1%er pay, to travel the planet. He left a job he hated, and he's getting paid to do it. Now, I'd like you to go check out Where the Hell Is Matt? Back in 2008, he basically jumped around and danced in different places, and Strive Gum paid him to do it. So how about that? Getting a job where you feel fulfilled and you make great money. I guarantee these people probably didn't think it was possible, but they figured out an angle. Now, if you have the right job, you are going to be more motivated, meaning you're not going to hit that snooze button. There's a high probability that you're going to get up before your alarm even goes off. That's me. Every morning I set my alarm for 6. I'm up at like 5:30. I can't wait. It's like, come on. Will you please go off? Because in my mind, I tell myself I got to sleep for 6 hours. It's only 4. But I'm up before my alarm because I can't wait to get going. There's so much to do. You know, what happens is when you have the right job, the right career, whatever it is, you just don't feel fulfilled. You don't just feel motivated. You almost kind of feel like you're an evangelist. You know, people that are in a certain religion and how they go off and they witness and they tell you, you got to do this. You got to make sure you convert to this. Well, when you're in the right job and the right career, you almost do the same thing. You go off and tell people, you don't like what you do? Well, you should do what I do. It's like the coolest job in the world, man. I do this and this and that. And you start evangelizing. You want to convert people. You want to convert them from having a bad career to finding a great career. It's so funny, but it's true. I want you to go off and meet people that love what they do. They are like televangelists when it comes to their job. They just love it. And then what happens is when you're in a really, really good job, the perks are everywhere. It's not just for you having a great job and enjoying what you're doing and your career really soars. Your family and friends benefit too. Your kids, if you have kids, they see you doing something you love and they go, oh, I want to be just like mom or dad. I want to be like them because they love what they do. And your friends say the same thing going, you know what, man, what Steve does or Susie does, I got to do that because look how happy they are. And then your significant other says the same thing going, I just love how you're feeling all the time. You energize me. And people will say that. You know what you do? You inspire me. How? Well, because you have a job you love. You have a career that you enjoy. I am moved to do what you do. It's so simple. See, you being happy in what you do, you will affect more people than yourself. Isn't that kind of a cool thing? I love it when it's not about you anymore. You found something that makes you happy, that affects everybody around you. It creates a ripple effect. So if that snooze is getting hit over and over again every morning, you're not just affecting yourself. You're affecting everybody else's around you because you're just part of the slowness, the slothiness, the get out of that. You want to change the planet? Change yourself and watch what happens along the way. You affect other people. It sounds so simple, and I know that, again, what holds you back is F-E-A-R. Yeah, those four-letter words. That one word, I think, prevents us from becoming who we have the potential of becoming. That four-letter word is probably the worst swear word in my book. Yeah, if I hear that F word over and over again, it slows everything down. Fear, fear. Stop it. Disobey it. Don't allow it to infect you. Disobey your fear and find the career, the job, whatever it is you love, and watch how your life and everyone else around you changes for the better. All right, when we come back, we get to do mentoring. Scott Page is going to join us. Bands like Pink Floyd and Supertramp, they've had him in their band. And also, I think Mark Schulman's going to hang out with us too. You know, Pink, they both combined to perform in front of probably 2 billion people. And their knowledge, their expertise is going to be ours for the taking. All right, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
To earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry. And we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-515-5991. That's 1-800-515-5991. For Always Best Care, 1-800-515-5991. Call today.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
E.com.
This is Business Rockstars. Starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
You want to predict the future, you got to build it yourself, and that's the way it goes, right? I love predicting the future because we are all out there to build our careers, finding our dream job. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything that's entrepreneur, businessrockstars.com. Joining me in the studio, Mr. Scott Page. Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Nice, thanks. Good introduction.
Nice
Scott,
to see you.
Scott, how would you introduce yourself? What's your speed to cool?
My speed to cool? Oh, gosh, I hate it when you do this.
Come on,
I don't like to brag, but you know, I guess my speed to cool is I played in two of the most famous bands in the world, Pink Floyd and Supertramp, and I actually played a concert that nobody ever else, the only people that ever played the two largest concerts in the world.
Which are?
We played in Canada. We did a Pink Floyd concert and a Supertramp concert. We did there, and it was those two were the biggest ones, and I was the only person that played both of them.
Not bad. Watch this. Mark Shulman, give us your speed to cool. What is your introduction? Go.
Mark Shulman, I performed for over a billion people in my life.
Fram.
Played with Pink, Cher, Foreigner, Stevie Nicks, Billy Idol, Velvet Revolver.
I don't go that far.
Why not? It's basically the same. I think you two combined.
I learned that from this gentleman.
I know. It's perfect.
I will never fail that ever again. Critical, because he's going to test me every time.
I will drag it. Cool. I fail that every time.
That's because.
But here's the deal with Scott. Most people don't know, and they need to know. Besides playing for one of the top bands of all of history,
right,
he also had a publicly traded company.
Yes.
So he had an IPO, which is like a dream thing that most companies want to do. They want to go public. And it wasn't something that's cheap. It did really well. I mean, at one point in time, you had 300% growth.
Yeah, we had some great times, man. It was wonderful.
It was a roller coaster, right? And Michael Milken invested in his company, and they were the first to do really, truly interactive animation.
Yep.
Think about that.
I guess I could say my speed of cool is I did the world's first interactive cartoon.
You did?
Wow.
Ta-da!
Wow. And you played with Pink Floyd.
And I played with Pink Floyd. And I water skied and played my trumpet on Lawrence Welk when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, it's okay. But you know what's up? You know what? But here's the thing but this is what's important. Yeah. And I think on everybody and all you guys too hanging out, the minute you find, and I call it the speed to cool.
Yep.
You have this new confidence about yourself. Yeah. It's like this new thing you carry around going, yeah, that's me. And I own that. And when you throw it out in the world, people go, oh, wow. Now I can tell people about that person I met. Because that makes me cool too, knowing that person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And you're being of service.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Right. So you guys have a job today. It's nice to see you both here.
Yes.
Both
it's fun to have Mark here on the show together.
My brother Scott.
I love this guy.
Pink Floyd and Pink.
I like that.
Pink Floyd, Pink.
And the most important thing is this guy can play a shuffle.
Oh yeah. That's my speed to cool with Scott as we played the Texas shuffle, and you know.
It's great.
Right. And we got Hollywood Black on right now too.
Johnny Cash.
So what is your responsibility today, Scott?
Today, what we're going to do is first of all, I love this band. I went out and checked them out. Really seriously. yesterday, and I really love what they're doing. They have a really strong rally cry, one that I think is probably one of the most important ones on the planet. They're basically a band that's really helping consciousness unfold, which is very interesting compared to a lot of people that are kind of beating up consciousness these days with all the negativity.
I like
very
that.
Positive.
I like we have the actual height of the band right here from the tallest.
Yeah. Four bars.
So four bars. And what is the band? Who's going to be the voice of the band today?
I can do it. My name is Boris.
Hey, Boris, what's the name of the band?
We the Ones.
We the Ones. We yeah. the Ones.
Yeah, and it signifies that we're all one. We're all connected. You know, we're all one beating heartbeat.
Okay, it's, Boris is your name. What's your name?
My name's Richard. I'm Boris's brother.
Hey, Boris's brother, Richard. And what is your name?
Salome.
Hi, Salome. Pleased to meet you. What is your name?
Tim.
And Tim. And We Are the One is based in Los Angeles?
Yes.
And interesting is, how old are you two?
I'm 16.
16?
And I'm Boris, and I'm 26.
I'm 25.
32.
32. And how long have you two, or four, been together?
Well, the band has seven. It's a seven-piece band. There's seven people in
Wow.
it. We're representing it. We're actually the oldest members of the band, and we've been together, I'd say, like, what, a year, 2 years?
Wait a second. You're 16 and you're the oldest.
No, we're the oldest
band. In the band.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to let Mark and Scott ask the questions. I just want to make sure you guys get really tight on the microphones, everyone. Yep. But Mr. Page and Mr. Mark, you guys get to go first. Go first, Scott.
So today, the whole goal today is we don't really talk about the music. That's part of it. But we really like to talk about the business of the music and how we can grow. Because, you know, the model has shifted so much from the traditional days of music. We now have everybody's connected, and we can now talk to our fans. We can actually build. And I'm so fascinated with what you're doing kind of from a messaging point of view and the rally cry, which is something we always talk about, is to really create a commercial movement. You have to have something people can grasp onto. I love what you're doing, your rally cry, about really bringing people together and really thinking about this conscious movement stuff. My question to you is, what are you doing to kind of grow this movement? I know you're working your gigs, but do you have any strategies in any kind of way that you're to multiply this movement that you're putting together?
I can do that.
What did Scott just ask?
I know it.
Was that bad?
No, that was perfect.
That was perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
folks,
great. Get in here.
Okay, so the way our model is that we plant a seed, right? So we plant a seed and we let it grow step by step by step by step. And we've attributed a lot of our things and a lot of our love to we don't call them a fan base, but we call them literally our family. And so we connect with each individual person and we talk to them, we ask them what's going on in their lives. I mean, we really want to bond with them. And I feel like the next step now, after having a big social media, but not pertaining them, not having that one-on-one, per se, mm-hmm. as you were saying before, now the next step is literally coming to their communities, okay. asking them what they need.
I got a question. I don't know what Scott asked, and I don't know what you just answered, okay? I don't understand. Meaning this, I want to dumb it down a little. First, what kind of music do you guys play?
Sorry. We play folk rock.
Folk rock, okay. Mm-hmm. And Mark, when Scott asked for their rally cry, what does that mean to you?
Well, your underlying purpose, what you want to communicate, and the action that you want to bring about with your art and your music, because you guys want to bring about a specific action. What is that action? What do you want to cause? In addition to the enjoyment of your music, what do you want to cause people to do? What action do you want them to take as a result?
Take in a business standpoint or take
in... No,
personal.
I would just say to open their mind up, to make them real... give them the other side to life, you know, where we're not just consuming, to give them the other side where we can work together to make a better society and a better place for all of us to live in.
Okay.
Because we're all one at that.
I get that. Maybe it's me, but it sounds very granola to me.
It is a big granola.
And what I mean by granola, it's probably a term that us old people use. it's kind of like pie in the sky. I love solutions. So if you say, hey, we are trying to do this. Our environment is so dirty. Here's some really cool songs about cleaning up our environment. Mm. Cool, I get that.
So yeah, well,
I need IKEA instructions.
From beforehand, a lot of people have actually said that. Like, the more specific, the more you know.
Tell us what to do.
Tell us what to do.
Call to action. So, this. When we come back, we'd love to hear something from you. Okay with that?
Yes.
Right? People want to find out more. What's the website?
We love you. WeTheOnes.com.
WeTheOnes.com. There you go. That's where you go. Scott Page, where do they find you?
Ignited.network.
Scott, Mark, where do they find you?
MarkSchulman.com. MarkSchulman.
Welcome back. We'd love to hear from you guys. Play some songs. We're doing mentoring right here on Business Rockstars. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur.
Yeah, let me guess what you want. You want a truck where safety is first and foremost. One built with a high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body that's up to 700 pounds lighter. That handles better than ever. That stops quicker when it has to. And has the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, on all 4 sides, for every cab configuration. Oh, you want the most towing and the most payload, too, right? That about cover it? That's all you want. Everything? Okay, you want the long bed or the short bed? This is the Ford F-150, and this changes everything.
Towing when properly equipped with available 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Payload when properly equipped with available 5.0-liter V8 4x2. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary. Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's new car assessment program, safercar.gov.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy. With Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The average family wastes numerous gallons of water a day waiting for it to heat up.
There's got to be a better way.
And that's not just wasted water, that's wasted time and money down the drain. Thanks to the smart recirculation technology of Rinnai's new Ultra Series tankless water heaters, faster hot water and big savings on water and gas are now just a turn of the knob away.
I knew there was a better way.
Faster hot water and the power to live better are here, only from Rinnai tankless water heaters. To learn more, visit us at Rinnai.us. That's Rinnai.us. U.S.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Business Rock Stars, where we teach you what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
This is Rockstars Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything that's entrepreneur. Joining me in the studio. Hey, Mark, what's another great quote I use? You got some really good quotes. You got another one? Come on, squeeze
another
over.
One?
Get over here. Get over here.
Same one again?
You can do the same one. It's kind of boring. Get right in the microphone. There you go. Come on.
Passion drives you there. Purpose keeps you there.
Ooh. You got one? You got one? Come on, Paige.
You know, mine is... Forgive, for they know not what they do.
Okay, all right. So what we get to do is we get to do mentoring. We have a great band today, Scott. You did some checking out of this band, right?
Oh, yeah, I love these guys. Again, once again, I'm just so pleased to see that there's a positive movement going on in music, because today there's so much negativity and so much of the music. Everything's bad, but in reality, everything is actually really pretty good. It's working just as it's supposed to work, and these folks are getting out there and making it happen.
All right, yeah. So our band today is?
We the One.
We the One. We'd love to hear from you guys. Grab the mic. It's all yours.
Make
go for
smile,
it.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Love, yeah. We have a YouTube video on our website, on YouTube. You know, website is wetheones.com. We love you so much.
Yeah. You know, can I, again, this whole granola thing, okay? There's an old saying, living in California is like living in a bowl of granola. What's not a fruit and nut is a flake. When you say, we love you all, don't you think you overdo that in the aspect of, because don't you want to know that person before you love them?
To me, love is like a boundless, infinite, like, stream of consciousness, right? So it's like, love is a word that, you know, we've kind of created and given power to. So I feel like, to me, love is something like unconditional that I have for everybody. Now, what people take as that is I love everyone, honestly. And like, yeah, if I get to know a person, then, you know, that love increases and it's a different kind of love.
So it's not love then?
No,
I mean,
no,
I would
love.
Say there's different. This is a philosophical conversation we could have. Like, I have friends, pals, buddies, and best friends, right? But they're all friends. You know, and I guess we have to define them. But that's another conversation.
Another conversation.
What did you just hear, Mark? Did you like what you heard?
I was moved.
Yeah?
I was emotionally moved.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why was that?
It got me. Because I connected.
I like that. Yeah. Why are you guys laughing at me? I want
to
know.
It connected to me. The muse connected to me.
You mean like when I use an app on a phone and I'm emotionally moved, like when I first saw Waze? No, I mean, seriously, I go, wow, this is the coolest app ever, right? And I loved Waze, and I became a massive fan of Waze. And then I had to go off and convert everybody going, don't use Google Maps anymore, use Waze, right?
Yep.
That's kind of like a band. When you hear a band that you love going, oh, man, you don't go listen to Dixie Chicks anymore. You got to go listen to this band, right? I mean,
yeah.
No, but I'm serious. When you're moved by a band, it's kind of like an app or something else. If it does it the right way, you become an ambassador to that band, that artist, right?
And then hopefully you become that super fan.
That's right.
You become that super fan, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But that's what you started. You started that process, Mark, by hearing what you heard. It's like, I want more.
Totally. That's exactly it. You left me wanting more, and that's one of the biggest compliments I can give you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As opposed to, wow, I can't wait till this thing's done, which happens a lot because I mean, music, like
that
emotions.
Would not be good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good at all.
Yeah. All right, so what you heard, Scott? I'm not sure if you were moved, but no, maybe you want some more.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want
some
more?
The main thing is, it had a lot of joy. It felt really good. Kept everybody, everybody in the room was laughing, good, right?
Yeah.
So it did its job. That's very important.
So now let's find out what they're doing that maybe could enhance what they're doing. May I ask real quick, social media, you guys doing good on that?
Yeah. We have 13,000 on Instagram.
13,000, okay.
We have over like 2,000 something likes on Facebook.
So here's what I've
listened. And a newsletter.
I like what you just said. The newsletter to me is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Here's my issue with Instagram compared to everything else. I love Instagram, but you can't get really great engagement through traction to something. Meaning, it's an image. I can't get people to click on stuff with Instagram because it's not built for that. So if you want them to buy a ticket to a concert or go down to your next SoundCloud download, they can't do that. So it's only there for impressions, like, oh, I remember that photo. That's the problem with Instagram. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. And you know what? I don't care about Instagram. I don't like the communications aspect, the collaborative. It's very difficult for me to have a conversation with somebody. You
Mark,
know?
You're shaking your head too, right?
Yeah, I agree. Instagram is one way.
It's one way.
Yeah.
Where Facebook and Twitter, you got that engagement side. Mm-hmm. Now, what you said is we have a newsletter. Scott, thought on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the most, still today, let's put it this way. All the marketeers will tell you that email is not dead like everybody thinks. It's still it's the place that converts. And that's why talking about what we were talking about earlier, I think one of the things that you need to do is you got to have a conversion strategy. That's where everybody falls down. They can put stuff out, but they have no way to get a call to action and actually move them through what we call a conversion funnel. When I first talk to them, there's a language I speak to them at. Then the next time I have a conversation, I'm moving them through to a call to action. I think if you put a call to action together and a strategy, that's what you need to do now. So that you can grow what you're doing.
It sounds like you're almost like the Edward Sharp type band, right? I mean, you have, 700 people in your band? How many?
800.
How many people are in your band?
Seven.
And everyone has a unique instrument and a unique position?
We have a bass player, a drummer, an electric guitar player.
And I'm going to ask this question to Mark and Scott. Do you need a CEO in a band?
Listen, today it's all about being like, you got to run this like a startup. It's like a business. It's not the same. Where remember, it used to be the old school was, hey, you'd get a record deal and they'd sign a bunch of people to you and they'd handle it. You'd sit around and practice and play and go record. Those days are over. Really, it's now about building a business. So you have to think like a startup business. And that means putting a plan together so that you know what you're going to do, executing against a plan. I can't imagine any startup business just kind of starting up.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do you need a CEO?
Yeah, I think
so
you need
some. So who's your CEO?
Is it
Boris?
Yeah,
I mean, we've definitely had trouble like, We definitely from an early start in the band, we've realized we have to treat it like a business because like we have all these communities that we can go to, but if we don't have the funds to reach them, then what good does that make it? So we have to really think business like and really have to like be conscious of it.
Are you doing this full time as a business? Or do you have other jobs? Are you making money at this? Are you able to support the band through just your gigs and your records or what?
Some of us do it both.
Moving a little closer.
So there's seven people. Even if you made some sort of amount of being for almost nothing because you have to split it in seven because everything is equal
right.
when it comes to us. So we have to work elsewhere and do other things to support ourselves.
Okay, so you have other jobs and things like
we
that?
We don't.
You don't?
I got my GD. I left school to do.
Go back to school. Go back
Never.
To school.
Never.
No, go back to school.
But yeah, we're fully committed. We're doing this every day just on our social medias, on our emails, on the business side of it.
And how are you converting?
Get in the mic. I can't hear you.
How are we converting? Well, I would say Instagram actually, I know what you guys said, but I would say it's the best out of all of them because every single business, every single community, every single organization, every single person is listed on there as opposed to Facebook and other places.
And how are you converting? What is success to you?
Converting would be check out our website to give us more views on the music video because as soon as they get on the website they see the music video.
And then what happens?
Then they subscribe to our newsletter.
And then what happens?
Then they follow us on Instagram.
No, but
but it's usually but we when also, we perform after the performances we try to talk to the audience and get their information and just get to know him and build a relationship.
You're standing next to two very senior, not citizens, but senior,
excuse me. Thanks, bro.
Seasoned artists that make money as a living, right? Yeah. They own big houses. They have vacations. They do things because they have figured a way. It's not just about having a fan. It's about having a connection to a fan that says, I love what you do as a professional, and I'm going to pay you like you're a doctor, you're a lawyer.
It's important because it's again, money's not the evil. It's what you do with the money. And so in your case, it's energy, right? It's a tool that you need to make have. So you need to figure out a conversion strategy to figure out how you get people to give you the money so that you can grow your business.
Yes. I agree 100%.
Otherwise, it's a hobby.
So going back to engagement, it's a hobby. Going back to engagement, all those are tools that lead to how do we make a living doing this?
Yeah. Well, honestly, like one of the biggest thoughts we even had was like having an investor, like having investors that really believe that, okay, with this amount of us doing something, they did they did this much. If we give them the money to be able to, like, let's say fund a couple of really good songs, get them a tour, recording process.
Here's the thing. I don't see you as the band you think you are.
Okay.
Okay? And the reason why I'm saying that is, you're right, seven people. Seven people's not a band. Seven people's a story. All right. And that story is something I'd rather follow as a story on YouTube, on TV. We have a girl that came on here, Manu, who's been on 186 Disney shows out of Switzerland. She did a Disney show, but she became a TV star that allowed her to have her career, right? So I see you almost like, you know, what's it, Kate plus eight, you know, but you're the band plus seven. So how does that become more than just an artist as in music, but more of a story? And we could talk about this more. Can people want to find out where you guys are at? Where do they go? What's the website?
WeTheOnes.com.
WeTheOnes.com. Yes. Mark, how about you?
MarkSchulman.com. MarkSchulman. My book, Conquering Life Stage Fright, coming out September 12th.
Yay.
And you can find me at MarkyPlanet. MarkyPlanet.
I like that.
Yeah, that's my Twitter and my Instagram. That's my everything.
And then, of course, Scott Page. You can find him over at I am.
ScottPage.com
or
Ignited.network or follow me on Twitter at I am ScottPage.com.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the word and acronym of space and also about you being more than a band, okay? Connecting to everything entrepreneur. I'm Ken Rakowski, and you're listening to Business Rockstars.
Want a reliable PC that's ready for whatever your business throws at it? Dell's PCs and 2-in-1s are built for what happens. Like the Dell Latitude 2-in-1 with an Intel Core M processor. The world's most secure 2-in-1 combines the performance of a laptop and a 13-inch tablet into one powerful device. So you can research and analyze data in laptop mode and present to clients in tablet mode. Join the millions of small businesses that trust Dell and Intel as their technology partners. Hire Dell today. Visit Dell.com/radio.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really. Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now, 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides. By moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Calm.
This is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
The only thing certain for all of us is change. To battle change is a waste of time. To trust change assures ourselves and our business of life. I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstar, joining me in studio. Who is standing next to you?
Mr. Mark Shulman,
who
one of my favorite drummers.
Who is standing next to you, Mark?
Scott Page.
One of your favorite
One of my
sax
favorite
players.
Men. Sax player and entrepreneur and IPO.
And you guys, between the two of you, the best hair. Vidal sells super good.
Yeah,
love
we are.
Too.
I got the
yeah.
Right? And between the two of us, remember, Pink Floyd.
That's right.
Pink Floyd Pink.
What I like now, it seems like we're expanding the family of rock and roll mentors in your
Scott.
Yes,
it's very nice. We actually love having Mark on here.
Mark's a sharp
because
guy.
Because I can play a shuffle.
That's right.
No, because you get the idea of the music business.
Absolutely.
And
it
the
is.
Business of music.
Yeah.
You get, they both go together.
Yes.
Yep.
As we meet this great, dynamic, wonderful, loving band that's by us, right?
Yes.
No, but seriously, right? Again, people want to find you guys. Where do you go, Boris?
We the ones.com.
Okay.
I
like
Boris.
That. I'm going to ask a question to Scott.
Okay.
And
yes.
Then, Scott, you funnel it to them.
Okay.
In every business, there has to be revenue sources.
Absolutely.
And I see every business I talk to, I like five revenue sources. So if you're online, they'll go, oh, we do advertising. Great. That may not work. What's another one? So go down the line of the other four. So when you have five, knowing three may not work, two will find you money.
Absolutely. You
right?
want to have as many revenue sources as you possibly can.
Right.
Because you never know which way it's going to go.
Do you feel the same way in a band?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe I think you should have at least 10 or 15 products, different lines of things, different ways people can experience your thing. Because I think really what it's about is creating the experience. There's really no money anymore in the music, just as far as selling a CD or selling a track. We know that that's kind of gone
now. It's a
loss
leader.
It's a loss leader. You can't even give music away now. It's hard. I get people sending me stuff all the time. Here's a free album. I'm free albumed out, right? But what I care about is finding something where it connects with me emotionally that actually where they either solves a problem, something I can stand for, I can rally about, but it's really about the experience. And I agree with Ken. I really think that your part of your strategy needs to be your story. Story is the critical piece. That's what people care. If you watch any of the reality shows, The Voice or anything, the first thing they start out with is the story because they're trying to buy into the emotional. We actually had an artist on here that went all the way up to the top of The Voice, and they said, your story's not strong enough, so we didn't give it. It had nothing to do with his music.
Isn't that interesting? The story.
Wow. The story.
The story.
The story sells.
When I see you and then you have three other members, there's got to be an interesting story I like to follow. And I like, you said, hey, I want an investor. I would not go after a music investor. I would go after a TV or a movie investor saying, what's the story here to turn this into something? See, when we were young, we had shows like Eight's Enough. Right. We had all these family stories.
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. The Partridge Family.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They're about these stories. There's really nothing like that heading out right now. And that would be interesting amongst you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the revenue source.
Because what you have to do is, remember, an investor, what do they get? What's the return on their investment? Whenever you put a plan together to go raise money, you have to say, here's how you're going to get paid. Here's the time. How's it going to work, right? So what value you can provide to that investor? Now, there may be some investors that are just like into your cause that have money and say, okay, yeah, I'll throw some dollars at you. But if you really want to go out
that's
and get
the
thing. That's
not an investment. That's a donation.
That's kind of a donation.
Yes.
That's exactly
and
right.
And it's very different.
Yes, it is.
Which you might be seeking a donation because people do need tax write-offs. But if you think about investment, of course, listen to these guys.
I like investors because investors drive you to another level that you didn't think was possible. That's if you look at all the big billion-dollar businesses, they all had investors. They didn't say, hey, we did this on our own. Mm. They just don't, okay? You two had investors, the band.
Yeah. Right? And because they become influencers, right? Remember, the game is one of the things you need to think of is who are the influencers? Because if you influence the influencers, everything starts to happen there. Mm-hmm. Too many artists are thinking about everybody as opposed to, like, who are the top five people that could really make your business that align with who you are and what you're trying to do? Figure out how to meet them and get them involved. So you're focusing your energies because all it takes is one person to really take and drive this thing to another place, right?
Sure.
Got it?
And I've got a real clear vision for you guys because I think about the story. You know, the story is you want to rally. The rally cry is oneness and the rally cry is unity. So what you should do is create the story about living that. What are you doing? And I almost think about episodes of a show that you would do that demonstrate how you live that. You're embodying that, so then you're setting something up for people to actually do. And then at the end of each episode, you play a song. It's like, kind of like the Partridge Family.
No, it's like the Monkees.
It's also like the Monkees of the Concords.
But the Monkees had no specific purpose.
No, they did. Yeah. No, they did. If you watch each episode of the Monkees, there was a problem they were going through.
Oh, yeah, there's a problem and solution. That's true. You're right. Yeah.
And it was always Peter Tork actually had the best idea through his whimsical ways of thinking. But that's another story. I'm just telling you, you're in a generation, and you live here in LA, right?
Yeah.
So you have a thing called YouTube Studios that costs nothing to use. Nothing. And you should go over there and check it out. You should go to these great storytellers that say, hey, you know what? We could work with you on this. You're in the epicenter of content, and content creators are here, and they would love to have people with the talent like yours to partner with. Congratulations for being in the right place at the right time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank
right?
you so much.
No, seriously. And I love you, Boris.
Boris takes us to the course.
Hey, it takes balls to say that.
It really does.
I hate to say that.
People,
really does,
people want to find you. Where do they go?
A lot more courage to love you.
WeTheOnes.com. And we do truly love you.
Oh, I love that. So, and on there, YouTube, we also have SoundCloud. Right?
Yeah, I mean, again, you can find every single
thing.
Everything. Our tour dates, we're going on tour tomorrow all the way up to
Seattle?
To Oregon and Seattle.
And
so
we have listeners up there. We're on stations up there, so follow you guys. You
want to say something?
We're on iTunes and Spotify.
Good.
As well.
I like that you make money there. Mark, people want to find you, hunt you down. Where do they go?
MarkShulman.com or at MarkyPlanet on Twitter, Instagram. And the book is Conquering Life Stage Fright, 3 Steps to Top Performance. The release date, September 12th.
And I can't wait. We're going to jam, right?
We're going to jam. It's going to be an all-star jam and book release in Hollywood. Scott's going to be there. Pink Floyd.
People want to find you. Where do they go?
You can go to Ignited.network. Check out Ignited Artist or Accelerator. Or you can go to IamScottPage.com.
That's it. Our great team back there, Roller Charlie and Ben. Cheers. Make the show work, Cookie and Bridget. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye.
The
This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
BizTalk Radio.